Don't say she'asa nisim la'avoseinu. The nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim say the Leil Pesach, even though we should have. Why is it different than Chanukah and Purim? Pesumei nisim. Because at the end of the Maggid, we make the bracha she'ga'alonu v'ga'alas avoseinu, and that is the Birchas HaNes. In the piyut that we say Shabbos HaGadol, beginning with the Kei Aruchos that ends with Chasal Sidr Pesach, written by one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yosef Tzev Elam, Tzvizpiz brings them an Avi Psochem, which is written in rhyme, says the same thing. The Einu Omer Nes Adayin, at the beginning of the Seder, Vipnesha Osid Le Omro Ba'agoda V'roi Le Koplo Ayin. You don't say yet the Birchas HaNes, but you say it later. And two times you don't have to say it. So the question is, but how good for Kasha? Why is it that on Chanukah and Purim we say She'osa Nisim La'Vaseinu before we became the Mitzvah, right after the Bracha, La'atak Ne'er Shol Chanukah or Al Mikra Megillah, and you say immediately She'osa Nisim before you became the Mitzvah. But in Leil Pesach, we masafa b'tzias b'tzayim, and then we make the Birchas HaNes. The idea can be explained very simply. B'chol dor b'dor chayiv odem libos is atzmo kilo hu yotza m'mitzvah. And the Rambam adds a word, kilo hu yotza atzo. The experience of b'tzias b'tzayim takes place at the Seder itself. We relive b'tzias b'tzayim. So it's happening to us. And that is why we say, Asher Go'alonu, Be'golas HaVaseinu. The famous in the book. Im Kain. So we see that the Chachamim characterized the Sipur of the Nisim of Mitzrayim in a different way than Chanukah and Purim. There we say, She'osa Nisim La'avoseinu. Ba'yam Mahem, Bazman Hazeh. But we commemorate things that happened La'avoseinu. Seder Leil Pesach, it's our own experience. Kielahu yotzem Mitzrayim, Ata, Asher Go'alonu. So in the Birchas HaNes you see b'feirush that the nisim are happening to us, not La'avoseinu. We're the Ikir. We celebrate the Yetzias Mitzrayim as if we went out of Mitzrayim. Now, if that's the case, naturally we make the bracha after it's over to the Nes. A person doesn't bring a carbon todah until he has something to be grateful for. When it happens, then you bring the... So, therefore, on Chanukah and Purim, since it's anyway not happening to us, it's a Birchas HaNes that happened then. Of course, we try to connect with it. We do. Ayam Mahem Basman Azer. But it's La'avoseinu. So we can say it as a Birchas HaNes. And it's part of the Seder of the Birchas HaMitzvah. Before the Megillah, before Neros Chanukah. But Seder Leil Pesach has a different thought to it. It's happening to us. So after we experience the Yetziyah Mitzrayim during the Maggid, and the Maggid culminates then in that bracha on the Nisim that happened to us, Asher Go'alonu. Now we see the Maggid is made up of a number of chalokim. The whole Achma Anya, we discussed this many times already, is the introduction, which they were Masakin and Babel when they came back into Golos. We say Hashata Avdei. That's why it says in Aramaic, but the ikir of the mitzvah begin with the she'elus, because the mitzvah of Sifri Yetzias Mitzrayim should be mekuyam as a response to a question. It says the chumash ki sholcha bincha, and then the avo avonim, the karatala bincha, masla b'knusim sayim b'shvach, you first relate. Who were we before Yetzias Mitzrayim? Avodu Maginu, or later Mitzchilo of the Avodah Zohar, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then you have the long parasha of Arami Hovetavi. And the Mishnah says, this parasha, which a Jew, this declaration, which Mikcha Bikurim, when he brought the Kum to the Beis HaMikdash, that's the parasha in Kisavo, which we doresh every word in the Sifri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Say all mad by Vikish Love and Arami, because Hashem hold over the Omdim Lev Chalaseinu, starting off with Love and Arami, and then we go on to Dash and everything in that Dash, which is was said by the Maidi Bikurim. And there's some Piyutim, Kama Malas, Tovus, Lamokum Aleinu, and so on. And then we come to Ram Gamliel's Mishnah, Kosh Lomish, 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 and finally, we conclude the Maggid with the first two Pesukim in Halakha. So the Maggid has a number of parts. So let's go backwards. Why, Takya, do you divide the Halakha and you first say the two Pesukim in Maggid? After all, later you're going to say Halakha. Why isn't the Halakha said as one unit after Birkas HaMazon? The Mishnah tells us you incorporate the Halal into the Maggid, which brings out another idea of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shira Chadoshe, v'nomu l'chonach Shira Chadoshe Halalukha. To tell a story, or even to be mesapa benissim in the flows, is one thing. To emotionalize it into a shira, something else. You have to make the sipur, the haggadah. Haggadah means to declare, to tell, to relate, to talk about. But that does not necessarily have any emotion to it. But you think if this becomes emotionalized into a shira sahalo, it rises to a different plane. It becomes a song, not only a story. So the Chazal expected us to emotionalize Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, to tell the nisim and the flows with all the dinim as was mentioned before, but it just concludes with the halal, and the halal should be part of the halal should be in the maggid itself. The sipur should culminate into a shira. Let me give you a little example. I think this could explain something else. But that's the pashat reason why these two pesukim are incorporated into the maggid and not set together with the lo lanu later on, because it should be part of the haggadah itself. The shira should be part of the haggadah itself. Isn't it interesting that the mitzvahs d'oraisa, b'zman shabeis hamikdash hayakayim, that we had to eat Pesach by night, Pesach, Matzah, Moro, Bismarck said we have no Pesach, Moro, the Rabbonon, Matzah still the Reise. Came along the Rabbonon and said, you got to drink wine too, four kaisers of Yayin, Abba kaisers. Why do we have to add wine? All the drushes and all the Muslim, the Hotesi, the Tzaltim, the Galpi, have to drink Yayin. Yayin is something that's Mesameach. Mesameach alachim v'anoshim. V'yayin yisamach levav enosh. It says a boch in Avshi. V'yayin yisamach levav enosh. So eating the Korban Pesach and the matzah and the marlo is one thing. But in order to imbue yourself with the feeling of simcha, you have to drink yayin. Same idea. To emotionalize, to internalize, to ve'enom v'mshiva elo yayin, Chazal say. So, the Chacham expected us to drink wine. They expected us to sing the Hallel, to emotionalize the Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going backwards. Kol Shelo Rav Gamliel comes along and tells us in the Mishnah, and we carry it out at the Seder. Kol Shelo Omer Shlo Shelo Rabbeinu Bapesach Lo Yotzei Veichoboso. You have to explain why we eat Pesach. We don't eat it. Pesach shayu avaseinu ochlin bismasha beis hamikdash hayakayim. Matzah zu sheonu ochlin. Al Shomor, and you explain why. Pesach to Pesach and Shomor. Why do you have to explain the reasons? Do we make a declaration that the Tilas Lulav, why we take the Lulav? So, it's a chedek of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim to explain the mitzvahs. So we've already been besapel. We've answered the kashas, and we dashed the whole kashas about Ami Obed Abi. We're not finished yet. You have to say, explain Pesach Matzah Mora. So I think that the pshat is like this. That very parsha that we of Arami Obed Avi, as we mentioned a moment ago, was said by the Mevi Bikurim, and he concluded his declaration after Hine Basic Pages, the Adon. What is the idea of Bikurim? After you set the letter to soil, people work the soil, the crops begin to grow, you enjoy the land, the Eretz Avos Chol V'Dvash, bring the first fruit to the Beis HaMikdash as a sign of HaKoros Tova, gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By V'yeyu L'amok HaMazer, V'yitam L'nu V'sa'ot HaZos, Eretz Avos Chol V'Dvash. So there are two mitzvahs to be called, to bring the Bikurim and to read the Parsha. Why do you have to read the Parsha? The Bikurim themselves are a symbol of HaKoros Tova. The answer is, I think, brings this to something else also. When it comes to be Makir Toiva, you're not so much on symbols. You have to verbalize it. You have to talk it out. To bring the Bikurim is not enough. You have to tell the Rabbeinu Shalom, you know why I'm bringing the Bikurim? Look what happened to us, beginning with the Rami Obed Avi. And we suffered, and we finally arrived in Eretz Yisrael. And I'm here to enjoy Zavas Chalvat Bosh. And now I'm bringing the fruits to you. You have to verbalize it. Hakoras Tova, gratitude, to show that you're grateful, it's not enough to be so much on a symbolic act. You have to say it. You have to express it, prepare. That's why the Torah gave us a mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, not only Havoaz Bikurim. When you light Chanukah Neros, the Yaitzim with the Hadlaka, right? No, what does it say, Shulchan Aruch? You gotta do something else after you madlik the Neros. What do we do? HaNeros HaLolo HaNachnu Madlikim. You have to say it. Why? Because the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaNeros comes to commemorate the Nisim that happened on the Sechav, on the Flav Sechav, on Shur Sechav. So you see that the Chachamim expected us to do more than the Etzem Mitzvah when it comes to Hakaras Torah, when it comes to paying gratitude. So we have these three examples. Mikra Bikurim, which is a mitzvah that I said, besides Havoaz Bikurim, saying HaNeiros HaLolo HaNeiros Chanukah, comes along Ram Gamliel and says, Pesach is the same. Not enough to eat the Korban Pesach. Express why you're eating it. Pesach Shonua, I was saying, oh, you're Oakland, because there was a psicha that took place. Shapostach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what in Mitzrayim? Matzah Zuh, Shonua, Oakland, Al Shumor. In the Mishnah it says, Hashem Shenigal, what was saying, we say, Dagot, Hashem Shul, his people say, Hashem Shul, Hashem Shul, Moro, we suffered the pain, the bitterness of Mitzrayim, and Baruch Hashem, we're here to celebrate this big Chodesh. So all this are expressions of gratitude. That's why you have to express it. The kids said it's all one word. Hakoras Tova must be verbalized. So Ram Gamliel tells us, Kol Shaloa Mashlo Shadbova Meila BePesach Lo Yotzi Dechabosa. Coming back, we're going backwards. That rush of Arami Obed Avi, one can spend a long time. This is actually how the Chazal expected us to be Mekayim, Cholamah Vareze Meshuvah. We say in the beginning of Avodah Meyinu, Cholamah Vareze Meshuvah, Cholamah Vareze Meshuvah, Ma'asab Rabbi Eleza. But if they were Zoltes Chlamah Ba'ezer Meshubach in the living it to each one of us, right? Each one of they didn't want to leave it to us. They said, the Chacham said, we'll tell you how to do Ma'abah B'Zis Mitzrayim. Darshan Dar Parsha. The Chazal formalized the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim V'Chlamah Ba'Zayim. They formalized the mitzvah by telling us, by instructing us, start from that parsha of Mikra Bikurim, beginning with Arami Obedavi, and we darshan each word, each sentence, up to by the Yenu Lamokam Azeh, because we're in Golos, but it's up to the last person. But the entire parsha is the darshan. I once mentioned the Chasam Sofer, Arami Obedavi, Vayered Mitzrayim, Vayered Hashem. What's the connection? Yaakov Avinu spent a long time in Laban's house where he built his family. That was a long time before Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what's the connection to Arami Obedavi and Vayered Mitzrayim? He didn't go to Mitzrayim right after he left Laban's house. Came back there to Israel. It's only after Mechivas Yosef and after all his travails with Esav and with Dina, and then he went to Mitzrayim. After 22 years after the Yosef disappeared. So, what does this mean? Arami Obedavi, Vayera Mitzrayim. It's a long time in between. Chasam Sofer explains. Avraham Avinu was told, Kigeri Yezarach, Aberes Lolahem. The Gzeir of Golos was told to Avraham Avinu, Avodim Avinu, Osam Avame, Yoshona, etc. Who says it has to be in Mitzrayim? Didn't say that in the Gzeira it'll be in Mitzrayim. So he says, had it been, could it have been taking place in the house of Laban too? Maybe Yaakov Avinu should go to Golos, back to Laban. In Laban's society, where we were friends, relatives, there was a close kinship. Atzmi Yusori Ata, Laban said to Yaakov Avinu. We wouldn't have survived. We would have become so quickly assimilated in the culture of Laban, Arami Obedavi. It's only in Mitzrayim that we could survive, because there was a clash between the culture of Mitzrayim and the spirit of Klal Yisrael. But Laban would have done us under. Some Sefer says this in Parshas Kisavo. Arami Obedavi. We wouldn't have survived in the house of Laban. We spoke the same language. We were close cousins. He would have swallowed us up. As it says in the Haggadah of Laban, Bikish Lakor Sakom. So therefore, if Klal Yisrael were to survive as a people, Bahisham Lagoy, as we will see soon, Malam Choy Yisrael, Mitzuyonim Sham, they were distinguished as a people. It was only in a society that was totally the opposite of them, where they could retain their identity. Shloshina was Shmam, Shloshina was Lashonam. They remained as a unit, as a distinguishable unit. They didn't become totally swallowed up by Mitzrayim. Therefore, the Golos of Kikir Yisrach of Eretz Lolahem, Ayeret Mitzrayim. Because in Lovin's house it would have been Arami Obedavi. Me'inyan le'inyan. Very interesting. What crossed their minds? I'm not sure, but we talked about it before while it's here. In the midst of Korban Pesach, we see a very strange thing. In the midst of Korban Pesach, people get together, Shech the Korban Pesach. Doesn't have to be with your family only. Yet, in Chumash it says first, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Mishru k'chul chatzon l'mishpach haseichem. Why the stress on mishpach haseichem? Why the stress of l'beis avos? Why does the families have to get together on Pesach? Person has to eat in the Korban Pesach. A chabur of people get together, they buy a carbon Pesach, they celebrate the Seder together. Why the stress on the Mishpacha Seichel? Why the stress on the base of those? Perhaps the answer is this. Perhaps the answer is this. This is a Rashi in Parshas Pinchas. Mishpachas Hachan, Mishpachas Hapalui. So Rashi's Hachanochi, the Yud, and they shift a car, Eidus LeYisroel, because people would say the Mitzrayim. Who says that they were B'nai Yisrael? Maybe they had mitzvah fathers. Mazdach, they were able to be enslaved physically, economically. So maybe the B'nai Yisrael were overtaken by the Egyptian men. So who says they were children of Jews? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put each mishpacha in Hashem, shiftei ko. Eidus LeYisroel. Rashi says it in Parshas Pinchas, in that parasha. In other words, even though we all know, Chacham tell us that in Mitzrayim they sunk into Mentes Shari Tumah, but they retained their identity. The Mishpachas didn't mix with the Mitzrayim. Gam no lachosi chala, gam no mayan chosim. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the darshan on the Jewish men and the Jewish women. Gam no, a sealed garden. So therefore, in the Pesach Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to be makir the Korban Pesach and eat it as a family. That the Jews had avos. They were fathers, they were mishpachos. It's an amazing thing. They were about the mitzvahs. They were about the bris milah. Only the Shevet Levi kept bris milah. Ki shomrim rasecho kisri and so who said about the Shevet Levi in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be malden the night of the Korban Pesach. Well, he brings it. Why did he have to be malden when he was given that from a people? Because in Mitzrayim they had been about the bris milah. So it was a pretty sad state of affairs. Yet they retained they were distinguished as a people. They didn't mix. There was one. One. And the Chachamim point this out. So, since the Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim were a gan no'ol, achosi chala, gal no'ol, ma'yan chosu, sealed, protected. Therefore, the Korban Pesach, when it was eaten in Mitzrayim, Hashem Yisroel told us to Moshe Rabbeinu celebrate it as a Klal Yisroel. Every family is a miniature Klal. The Mishpachos Seichem B'Shachtu HaPesach, which brings out the idea that we talked about before, that this couldn't have been in the house of Lavan. Yaakov Avinu was forced to go to Mitzrayim. Rashi says in Parshas Vayigash, he didn't want to go there. Hashem Yisroel told him, "Al tigo me'ozo Mitzrayim." Says Rashi, he didn't want to leave Eretz Yisroel. But he has to. Why does he have to? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to send the Bnei Yisroel to Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avinu may have felt, "Let the children go. I'll remain here." No, Eis Yaakov, Ishu Beisu Bo. He was forced to go because only through Yaakov Avinu was going with them. He kept them alive as a people. Eis Yaakov, along with Yaakov, Ishu Beisu Bo. But Yaakov Avinu, as far as he was concerned, he could have remained in Eretz Yisroel. Hashem Yisroel told him, "You must go." He lived there as a ger. They stayed in the Mitzrayim a long time. Mishtaker Mitzrayim Ella Logo Sham. The word logo means to reside as a temporary resident, not to come there permanently. The Vilna Gaon says an interesting thing. Were Yaakov Avinu to have come to Mitzrayim with the attitude that this is what I'm saying, he was always Dato Lachzo. But then the Bnei Yisrael again couldn't have come out. It's only because Yaakov Avinu's task was to come back to Eretz Yisrael, so that spirit was imbued in them that they were Dato Lachzo. They were Mitzapim the Yeshua to get back. So therefore, the Pasuk stresses by Yod Hashem Malamed Shelo Yorad Yaakov Avinu Mishtakeya. Otherwise, they would have become so integrated in Mitzrayim they couldn't have come out. B'msei Ma'ot, we're tashening every part. B'shivim Nefesh Yod Vavasech Mitzrayim. Pat Aslam Hashem Al Kehav Kref Reshman Levay. What is the Tanakh God telling us? We came as a family and left as a people, right? The Chachamim make a point of comparing Yetzias Mitzrayim to the birth of a child. Spending 9 months in the mother's womb and then coming out as a newborn creature. Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim like Uba B'mei Imam. They came as a family, Shivim Nefesh, and they developed into 60 different Jews. And everything is stressed here. Aisham Magoy, Godol, Otsum, Rav, Godol, Otsum, Rav, three adjectives talking about the Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. There's a lot to be said on this. But what does the Balak Goda tell us? The Rav, Kemosha Nehma, Pasuk Yecheskel. The word Rav is many, they multiplied. They developed physically. They were ready, like a woman develops when she comes to maturity. But we were Eirom Be'elya, and Rashi explains it to Chumash. How are we Eirom Be'elya? Naked, unfitted, had no mitzvahs. And if we had no mitzvahs, then we were just a physical creature, no way to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us those two mitzvahs, Dan Pesach and Dan Mila. That Rashi brings it. In the Haggadahs of Nusach Sfarad, right after Bat Eirom Be'elya, there's another pasuk which says in Yecheskel, "Be'ebor alayach lechmes b'sesus b'tamaya." V'amalach b'tamaya chayiv b'tamaya chayiv. The Arizal put that in. The chiddush is that the pasuk "Be'ebor alayach" is said even before the pasuk. The Rav Ketzamach Asad the Satan. But the reason he put it in is simple, because Bat Eirom Be'elya. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to us? He gave us Dan Pesach and Dan Mila. He gave us two mitzvahs, and these two mitzvahs b'tamaya chayiv b'tamaya chayiv. Dan Pesach and Dan Mila. Whatever, when you say the pasuk, you don't say the pasuk, but that's clear. That says in Rashi, in the Mechilta, we were Eirom Be'elya empty from mitzvahs, naked without any mitzvahs. So the Maharal Mepchag explains, not having any mitzvahs, so we wouldn't have been able to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. What? You have that. This has to be a way to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those were the mitzvahs of the Korban Pesach and the Dan Mila. I mean, there's a lot. Ayareo son of Amitzchim. They conspired to do us harm. We say every day in the Davening, there's a Pasuk in the Chemion. Ki adata ki hezidu aleinu. You know what the Pasuk means to stress? I'll tell you. We're not aware of any of that. The Rambam raises the question, help us truth. Since there was a Gzeira against Bani Akshay's slave Paro, so Paro lost his Bechira. So why was he punished? So Rashi and the Ramban bring the Medrash that at the beginning he did have his Bechira. It's only after the first 5 Makas that he forfeited his Bechira. And the Ramban explains it a different way. that the Xayah, that each Yochid retained his prayer. In general, there was a Xayah, Bani Yachas, Nepal, the Mitzriim. But what the Ramban and other Mefarshim say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made that they did it willfully. They can't claim that they were forced. Now let's spend a moment on Yitzchak Hashem al the saying. So what did the Jews do in Mitzrayim? So what did the Poshta Pshat? He's saying Vanitzak, and we were what? Mispalo. Vanitzak means Lashon Tefillah. Vanitzak El Hashem. Kamosha Ne'ema. What is the Kamosha Ne'ema? What does it say there? We're dashing every word of Rami Obedavi, and every word is dashing with a raya. It says by Yitzchak Hashem, Kimosha Ne'ema. It says the Sefer Shmos, Vayiba Yom Ramayim, Vayiba Yom Shmon Chutzayim, Vayon Chubay Shlom Nevad Vayizoku, Vatal Shavosim Elo and Kimon Abod. There's a question to ask here. Many of the Foshim learned, the Rachayim and the Ramban, that crying out by his uncle, Vatal Shavosim, was not a tefillah. They cried from pain. So here it says, Vanitzak El Hashem, that it was a tefillah. So the answer, I think, is the Bnei Yisrael cried from pain, but subconsciously it was a tefillah. Subconsciously it was a tefillah. They perhaps weren't aware of it, and that's why it says in Chumash, Vayar Elohim is Bnei Yisrael, Vayeda Elohim, there have been many pshat. What is the pshat? Vayar Elohim is Bnei Yisrael. He saw and he knew. What did he do? He saw them in pain, he saw them suffering. Vayeda Elohim. Vayeda means he knew that even though they're suffering, but there was a hidden tefillah, they are down deep in their neshamas, which they first realized later on. Sometimes people, we all know today, all the psychologists discovered the fact, but the Chazal knew it a long time before, that there's a lot going on in the subconscious, which you may not be in tune with on the conscious level, but it's there. So when they cried from Mitzrayim from pain, they were really being misfouled back on the floor. Anitzak al Hashem. Then, skipping a lot over here, and every drash and the parash and the makis and everything, after there's a makis, kama malas tevis lamokam alayim. This is a piyut. This is not darshaning the parash of Rami Yovedovi anymore. The parash of Rami Yovedovi is finished, we say, ba'osus v'mosa. Right? And then the Asamakis, and then Rabbi Kiv, so many Makis, in the time, so many Makis, how many Malas are there? 15. If you count the Malos and Kama Malas, there are 15. How many Shira Malas are there in Tefillah? 15. How many steps were there in the Beis Hamikdash? Shir Hamalos, the steps going from the Azorah to the Eichel, 15. 15 is the Gematria Yud K. Hashroas Hashrin. Let me tell you something else. Again, I thought it mentioned. Ish ve Ish Hashrin Hashruya Benay, right? Yud K. Ish as Yud, Ish as a. Where do we see that in Yitzchias Mitzrayim? The Yerushalmi says, we know, nowadays we do it together. How does a marriage take place in Halacha today? He says, Ariat Mekudeshesli, right? Which is Eresim. But then the Nesu'in takes place immediately under the Chuppah or in the Yichud room. But in the days of the Gemara, one can make an Eresim at one time, and then she still lives in the father's house, and then the suin takes place later. Bismanazel, we do it all together. But there are two stages in marriage, Eresin and the suin. Narusa has certain dinim other than in the suin. And Narusa, she's betrothed to him. She's also to everybody else in the world, but she's still living in the father's house. During the suin means that
they start living together, they set up house together.
When Bnei Yisrael were makif the carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan, that's the Eres in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Nisuan takes place at night, at the Seder. That's why you don't eat matzah Erev Pesach, you don't eat chametz Erev Pesach in the afternoon. We also sayin matzah, sayin chametz, like an ahusa, which is also to her husband, she's also to the world. It's the state of Eresim. But when the 15th of Nisan arrives, that's Erev Pesach. When the Leil Pesach arrives, that culminates in the Nisuan. That's the Ishka Isha Shchina Shuya Beinayim Hashroas Hashchina Yud Kei 15 Malas Hama Malas Tevis Mamokam Aleinu. Now when examining these Malas, we see that Yetzias Mitzrayim is the first, but it doesn't, it's the foundation, it's the starting point. It goes all the way up to what? The Bon Alonu is based Abchira L'chaper Al-Kolav Al-Saiyam. So the Malas Tevis, those 15 grades of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, begin with Yetzias Mitzrayim as a people. Now of course, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Yud Beis Shvatim, but as a people, when we came into being as an Am Hashem, it started off a certain process leading from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And that's 15 days. How many days does it take from the Moed Alvona till full moon? 15. 15 days when the moon becomes Mole. 15 Malos that are implied in Yetzias Mitzrayim that culminate with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Like the Moed Alvona, which continues to grow and grow until it reaches full moon. When do we eat matzah, Pesach, matzah morah? The 15th of Nisan. The Chodesh Nisan is the Molad Halvana. 15 days later, Tezvav the Nisan is the first day of Pesach. Yud Dalet Nisan after Chatzos is the Eresin. But the Yud Kei, the Shchina Shchuya B'Neim is on the 15th of Nisan. The 15th of Nisan, 15 Malos in the Beis HaMikdash, 15 Shira Malos Nilan, 15 Malos that are recited here, leading from Yetzias Mitzrayim till the climax of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So everything has a chilek. The Maral has a beautiful thought. I'm Gamliel's mission, Pesach, Matzah, Morah. With the Reise, these three go together. The Ikir is the Korban Pesach, and the Matzah, Morah is eaten with the Korban Pesach. He says, you find interesting dinim about the Korban Pesach. You can't eat it, you can't take it out, mechabura lechabura. It has to be eaten in one place. The Pesach stands for the Achdus. The Achdus, Hashem Echad, the Makrif HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the symbol of Achdus. But you shouldn't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, he's Echad, he's the ultimate Echad. But, and this was a very sensitive point in the ancient times, where they couldn't understand how an Hashem Echad can bring about Midas Hadin and Midas HaRachmim. So they claimed Cholil B'chal Shtei Rishuyusayim. There are two forces. But it's Kfira, it's Apikosis. It's the same Hashem Yisborach that brings about Midas Adin, Midas Arachman, that causes pleasure and causes pain. All comes from Hashem Echad. Says, the Matzah signifies Cheres. The Morah signifies the opposite, the Shibut. But it's all tuffled to the Korban Pesach. And therefore the dinner of the Korban Pesach, all to be eaten as a unit, that everyone has to be counted on the carbon. You can't have someone from the street coming in and eating the carbon unless b'shashchita he was counted upon that Pesach. That Pesach you eat with matzah and mor, which are conflicting ideas, says the Maral. Matzah is a zecha l'cheles, mor is a zecha l'shibud. But it's all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga, the Shem Havayah, the Shem Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu encompasses the various midas, but it all has one shayrish, one source. He also says the Maral that Pesach Matzah Malav is a remes to Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Avram is Matzah, Lushi Vas Yugos. Yitzchak is Moro. He led a bitter life full of abayas. And Yaakov is the Seth, Zohar Yisrael. The lost Seth, the lost sheep. The last Pasuk in Kuf Yotes until him, Ta'isi Kiseh Obey, Bakish. My grandfather in the book once said, we have simonim at a seder. These simonim that the Rishonim gave, Kadishachatz, Kafas, Yachin, etc. What are they called? Simonim, right? Why? Why are they called simonim? Because your machzer an aveda with simonim. Something goes lost. How do you retrieve an aveda? With simonim, you get a simon. Today, the carbon Pesach is an Aveda. So Isi Kiseh Oved. There's that Gemara and Bava Metziah element said, Aveda Kasha. Gemara and Bava Metziah. So by the Simonim of the Seder, we show that we're retrievable. The carbon Pesach is retrievable. The Klal Yisrael is neutral to the carbon Pesach. Sef Zohar Yisrael. Sef Zohar Yisrael. David HaMelech says in Tillim, Ta'isi Kiseh Obeit. I became forlorn like a lost sheep. Bakish Avdecha, retrieve me. I, Hari, how will I put his bones? Ki mitzvosecha lo shukachti. I start to give back the simonim. These are the simonim of the Seder. Yemachzer ma'beda the simonim. Ki mitzvosecha lo shukachti. Anyway, Maral says to Zeremes, Tavrom Avinu, Morav Zeremes, and the Korban Pesach is a remes to Yaakov Avinu. That's all Yisrael. We mentioned before that in the bracha of Asher Ge'olonu, that we say as a instead of the bracha of Sha'as HaNisim. Very interesting lashon there. We give our Shevach Vodoy at HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we've been zochah to celebrate this night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we've mispavel HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us the privilege of having more Moadim or Golem Achayrim. When? Smeichem Bevinyan Yirecha Besosim Bamodosecha. Simcha Sosim. Smeichem Bevinyan Yirecha. We'll rejoice at the building of Yerushalayim. The Sosim Avodasecha, which of course refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Why does it say Simcha in connection with Binyan Yerecha, the Soson at the Beis HaMikdash? I think the Pshat can be said like this. One of the Chalukim between Simcha and Soson, there are various Pshatim. One is an Achimina between Simcha is to rejoice and Soson is to rejoice. It's elate. Soson Ochi Alam Basecha Kimote Sholorov. When a person walks in the street and finds a diamond there, Kimote Shalom, sudden elation is Sosom. Simcha is something you work towards and you accomplish and you reach your goal and your Sameach. When we'll come to Eretz Yisrael, we'll rebuild the land. We will rebuild Yerushalayim. But the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi says in several places, will come down. Boni Yemeshuch Lo Yigole. That's why, by the way, in the Smiras and Nirza, Adir Hu Yivne Beiso Bekolo B'mehera B'yameinu. What are we saying there? Who's going to build it? Yivne Beiso, he's going to build it. Bekarov, even on Yontif. I bin yabes on Mikdash, not Zecha Yontif. So Rashi gets Kasha, the Gemara. But it's Bidei Shemayim, but it comes down on Yontif too. Even at night, I ain't bringing the space of Mishba Laila, but the Bais HaShlishi. So therefore, the one who made that Piyot, Adar Yivna Beisa Bekarov, Bekarov means when? Even now, Yontif, at night. Bimheira, how does it say there? Bimheira, Bimheira. Bimheira, Bekarov, I forget the Russian there. Adir, who, he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be born the base of Bekarov. Therefore, we can understand, when it comes to the building of Yerushalayim, it will be Smeichem b'Binyan Yerecha. But it'll be a sudden joy. It'll be an elation that the Beis HaMikdash will descend to us. No mava la mata, the sasim babo v'sefa. So, after you conclude the Maggid, then you're ready to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Moruch. There's a point to it here.